At the same time every morning, I'd wake up to the smell of cooking bacon and go to eat breakfast with my mother and great-grandparents. My great-grandma, Gima, always insisted on cooking for us because she didn't like the idea of someone else cooking. While cooking, Gima would tell me stories about how much Iowa had changed for the better compared to when she first met my great-grandpa, Papa. She told stories almost every morning, even though they're really entertaining. I just wanted to eat the food and see if it turned out good or not. Gima had been born in the 1930s. She started working at Greyhound right when she turned 12, sorting out bets for which dogs would win races. I could tell by the way she told her stories that she was very fond of them. I could only imagine what the job did for her mentally at that age. It would be a great way to get ready for an adult job. I managed to see her stories in my head because of how descriptive she was about how rooms would have been arranged and where the track had been and how some dogs would howl together. She had been at the dog track for about 15 years before my great-grandparents decided to buy a few cheap cabins. Papa was very excited to see how the cabins looked, even though he wasn't expecting anything more than a couple of dirty, old, rotting cabins. They didn't take more than a year to remodel both the cabins, which was really quick for a group of guys and Papa. They had already remodeled cabins before, and Papa knew that they would make the job a great learning experience. He would always tell me that you can never stop learning and that anyone can be smart if they really try. He started to buy other cabins around the lake that weren't in the best of shape. I remember going into one room that was charred from being on fire once. Other cabins had flood damage, which was expected because the cabins are right by the lake. I couldn't believe it with my own eyes once I saw some of the cabins that they had remodeled. They looked almost as if they had brought in new buildings. Papa and his friends did multiple cabins in Iowa until they ended up forming a company that had gone all around the U.S. just looking for rundown cabins to fix up and flip. Gima had gotten in touch with a few people that she went to school with to help get the word out about the company and trying to get them more business. One of the friends she called had owned a farm with a huge lake that they wanted to start building cabins next to and could rent out during the summer. Papa brought it up to the company. They decided together that it would be a great summer project that would hopefully bring them the recognition they wanted and deserved. They ended up building about 15 cabins or so around the lake that all had symmetric windows to bring in the best lighting in the morning. Each cabin had the same appliances and had been arranged in similar ways. As you walk through the door of the cabin, to the right is a kitchen area with a stove and sink. The counters were topped with shining stonework. They could almost be used as the mirrors in the bathroom with their shine. The cabins had all been customized to make sure none of them had the same inside decor, but on the other hand, the outsides of the cabins had the exact same design with the same color and accents. Papa had been so proud of their work that he celebrated by having the main workers of his company come to our house for a big grill out. He could smell the grill filled with hamburgers and hot dogs sizzling, while also hearing a group of kids playing basketball in the driveway. They had a group toast for many more projects to come in the future. Papa's company, even though it started in Iowa and had worked in almost every state to remodel or fully build cabins, it had to be hard for them to start this company in the first place. I know that he was proud of what him and his friends had done. Everyone in Iowa has it in their heart to be a hard-working person, full of ambition to chase their dream and create a living from nothing.